David's farm is just 2.5 acres in size, but that does not mean he's not busy. In fact, the crop he grows will require full-time labor and provide nice earnings as well. Where is the farm, and what crop is it? It's next on the American Countryside.
This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Midwestern farmers are used to growing a wide variety of crops, but when you visit David Faulkner's farm, he might need to simply begin by telling you where his crop comes from.
They come from date trees. They grow up in the top of the date palm.
Faulkner operates Ehrlich's Date Garden in Yuma, Arizona. He's been growing dates for about as long as he can remember. It is a crop perfectly suited for this area of the country.
Because it's hot and dry, and that's what it needs. You can't have the rain when the dates are ripening because it sours the dates, and they wouldn't be usable.
Before date palms were grown in this country, most of the crop came from Iran, Iraq, and Morocco. David has just 2.5 acres, but that is plenty to keep him busy.
They have to be dethorned, pollinated, thin. Dates have to be tied to a limb. You have to bag them. We cover them with bags to keep the birds from eating them. Then you have to harvest them 3 or 4 times. And then they have to be sorted for softness. And then they have to be sized, packaged.
For instance, in the late winter, just the hand pollination can be quite tedious.
We have to take the pollen from the male tree, cut the flower into pieces, and put a piece in each tree about once a week until all the flowers finish blooming.
You don't have to do all of those steps for dates to grow. But if you want a top-notch crop and a hefty yield, you'll need to be up in these trees about every day. If David allowed the bees to pollinate the crop, the pollination rate would be as low as 5%, depending on the type of date. That's why David does the work by hand to get 100% of the dates growing. We'll have more from these fields of date palms next time as we travel the countryside. In Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.